Welcome home, siblings. In Baba's lap, siblings. We've reached our Madhuban again. And hello, Didis, Nyari Pyari. Didis, it's so nice to have you here where we belong. You're looking swell. Didis, I can tell. Didis, you're still shining, you're still glowing, you're still going strong. We love your sweet drishti and your pure vritti that transport us directly to Shantidam. So be yourselves, Didi, feeling ourselves, Didi. We've reached our Madhuban again. And hello, siblings. Angelique, siblings, it's so nice to have you back where we belong. We're looking swell. Siblings, I can tell. Siblings, we're still shining, we're still glowing, we're still moving strong. All together, siblings, let's spread our wings and become perfect angels. Fly, Baba wants us to be. Wah, 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 Baba. Wah, 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 drama. We've reached our Madhuban. We'll reach our Shantidam. And we'll reach even our Sukhdam again. Om Shanti.
Oh, I think that needs a standing ovation. Well, what a lovely welcome to you all, and I'm sure from that you are shining and glowing and ready for extreme happiness. So we have our next performer. He's actually from the hospital, Niranjan Bhai. And welcome to our Didi. And Didi, you unfortunately missed your lovely song. We might even have to do an encore. So welcome to Sidesh Didi. And she is, of course, one of our leaders. She has shown leadership qualities from a child where she was recognized at school. And she is currently the director of the European section of the Brahma Kumaris and resident in London. But for now, we'll carry on with our program, and we invite our brother, Niranjan Ben, from Global Hospital.
सबसे पहले ओम शांति गुड इवनिंग दीदी के लिए सबसे पहले दो लाइन दीदी के लिए गाऊंगा उसके बाद हैप्पीनेस सॉन्ग आप सबके लिए ये आंगन ये आलम आपका गुण गाता है ये आंगन ये आलम आपका गुण गाता है आपको मिलके आपको सुनके दिल गुनगुनाता है आओ 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 मीठी दीदी हम सबका दिल कहता है कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा, स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा, स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था। देख संगम का आनंद हर गम चला गया, मिला मीठा परिवार ये एहसास हो चला। देख संगम का आनंद हर गम चला गया, मिला मीठा परिवार ये एहसास हो चला। उजड़े चमन में फिर से वो फूल खिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था। संसार जिसको ढूंढे मेरे साथ वो है रहता, हम उनको याद करते वो हमको याद करता। वो संसार जिसको ढूंढे मेरे साथ वो है रहता, हम उनको याद करते वो हमको याद करता। तरसते नैन जिसको वो रोज दिखेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा, स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था। वो जिस दिन से उसने मुझको अपना कह दिया है, बच्चे तुम चिंता मत कर मैं हूं ना कह दिया है। वो जिस दिन से उसने मुझको अपना कह दिया है, बच्चे तुम चिंता मत कर मैं हूँ ना कह दिया है। वो ज्योति बिंदु शिव मुझे साकार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा, स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था। थैंक यू गुड इवनिंग।
Thank you, Niranjan Bhai, for adding cheerfulness, for adding color and sparkle to our welcome program. Thank you so much. And now we have our second Valerie from France, but this time she's from the mountains. She's from Grenoble, and she will sing a song to us, which she will explain. And welcome to you, Valerie, the one who sings.
Om Shanti, have a lovely evening. A song again for you, a song to celebrate the joy and beauty of our Brahmin life and our closeness to God. The title of the song is Feeling Good. In the poetry and the words of this song, there is an analogy between the feelings of the soul, human soul, Atma, and the expressions and generosity of Mother Nature. Feeling good. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day's done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. And I'm feeling good. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good.
Thank you, Valerie, for that sweet song, an appreciation of nature and how it brings out our comfort and our joy. And now, if we can ask Sudesh Didi to speak to us for about 10 minutes. We're waiting for Mohini Ben as well, who's coming up to be with you this evening. But for now, we welcome our dear, sweet, loving Sudesh Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. What is merged in this expression or greetings tonight, this evening, in Om Shanti? The atmosphere of love. Feelings of welcome and singing praise of the fortune of the self and everyone. Welcome in words is only limited, but welcome in Baba's home, in your own home. Om Shanti. Once again, welcome. I know that each one of you is singing the song of love, the song of the fortune to be in Baba's home or in your own home. Such a wonderful experience of as you enter the plane or when you enter Bharat or you enter in Madhuban Gyan Sarovar. Wow, Baba, wow. What a great fortune. What is already in your heart? Your heart is singing. Everyone's heart is singing the same song as you heard. Maybe some did not get the translation. But I know the feelings do reach. Vibrations has its own language. Which language Shiv Baba speaks? When you speak to Baba, in meditation you have conversation with him. Does in the soul world any particular language? French, German, Spanish, or Chinese, or Portuguese? It's beyond sound. But sound experience of the love that all of us have, that reaches Baba. Heart, the soul speaking through this body, but when speaking heart to heart conversation with Baba, then words are not enough. It is the subtle feeling, every beat of the heart is like a music which is reaching to Baba. And Baba's feelings of appreciation of the children reaching here, which then children compose poems, songs, drama, dance. It's an expression of that great joy which you see on the stage. But it is because all of you are angels, divine children of Baba, messengers, and Baba's very, very special, beloved, shining star, sparkling diamonds, and seeing such a wonderful Baba's children, then those who are here already express the feelings from your heart in their words. We express what you are already experiencing because we are happy that waiting for a long time, some of course will have come first time, ask what is in their heart, how each beat of the heart is saying, wah, 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 wah. Wah, my fortune, wah. I never ever had thought that I will meet God. Such a tiny little dot, and I will see here in front of me, speaking to me, greeting me, welcoming me, feeding me, decorating me, dancing with me. Because never ever this was anyone else's experience except us. Of course, we have been singing praise of God, but it was those who have others had experience. Means on the path of devotion, many hymns are created, many devotional songs are created, dramas and stories are created, scriptures are written. And we have been repeating that. What was written 2,000 years ago, what was written 3,000 years ago, or 1,000 years ago. It is as just like, for example, you want to see your face. What do you need? What is needed? A mirror, right? If a mirror is given to a blind person, would he be able to see his face? He has his eyes, no? Blind person does have eye. Why can't he see it? Because the light is not in the eyes. The sight is not there. And eyes are the organ of the body, of your own face. You cannot see your face with somebody else's eyes. Even blind has eyes but needs sight. And in the same way, we need the light. If the mirror is there and your eyesight is also okay, if the light is not there, you cannot see your face. If the mirror is dusty, you cannot see your face. But we have been actually singing God's praise, that what others have expressed. And now is wonderful opportunity at the confluence age. Baba has given us third eye, has given us divine insight. And with that light is filled of God's love. It is not an ordinary light. It is the light of knowledge. It's the light of love. It's the light of His blessings. And it is the light of His gift of belonging to Him, the power of relationship with God. And so, just like with your own eyes you see your face with the light, in the same way, now the confluence age is the time when we see within our own third eye, the eye of the mind and intellect, with the light of knowledge and love, we understand who God is, what He is, what He does not, what He gives to us. Amazing experience of every day. Have you ever thought that you will receive a love letter from God? How many of you have written love letter to Baba? Now you have written, and before that you were written love letter with love, or we were writing with complaints. Of course, but on the path of devotion, also written the letter and prayers, but were complained. And now, it's appreciation. The difference is, before that we say, others have had, but I did not have, and now God says, child, you are thinking of the light of my love, but in fact you are light of my eyes. You are light of my eyes. You are the jewel of my eyes. And when God sees you, make you sit in His eyes, with what vision you will see yourself? How will you feel yourself? You see your own picture in Baba's eyes. What is the feeling of that? What would be the heart of God singing? Then Baba sings every day our praise, that I have met you, my long lost, and now found again children, love and remembrances. Every day, even today, I have met you after 5,000 years. I have been waiting for you. You have been separated from me. God comes and tells me how long we have been separated with Him. We were so lost that we didn't even know that we were separated for so long. We thought we just come for one birth and then we go. But we don't know where do we go. And now He tells that, you know, I had sent you in a beautiful world of happiness. In the world of beauty, in the world of love, in the world of light, in the world of which is called paradise, the world of happiness. And you enjoyed that world. And then you forgot me as you came in the world to begin to see with different eyes. And so now, all of you are most welcome to be in Baba's home. Baba is welcoming. All the children are welcoming. And it is the feeling of the new world, new day, new night, new every moment of everything. And so you are welcomed in Gyan Sarovar, the lake of knowledge, which is in fact a heart of everyone, is also, I would say, ocean of love, that you feel that embracing you with that love. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, welcome. And I am also saying with the same feeling, welcome, welcome, welcome home again. And it is the place of wonder, magic, where transformation takes place and God appreciates what transformation you have already achieved in them. Welcome. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, and thank you so much for sharing, Sudesh Didi, and we welcome our Mohini Didi, who's come up especially from Shantivan, and it's a great honor to have her with us for the welcome program. And we will welcome shortly, probably the ones you've been waiting for. What would a welcome be without our Gyan Sarovar Nivasis and the Punjabi Bhangra? So we welcome our brothers onto the stage as Mohini Ben takes her seat, and we can enjoy the Punjabi Bhangra.
Thank you.
For our brothers, what a nice welcome to have from our Gyan Sarovar brothers. Thank you so much. And we welcome Mohini Ben, Mohini Didi, the regional coordinator of the Americas, and of course well known to everyone through her stoic and amazing efforts with the Avyakt Pariva. So, without too much, we welcome Mohini Didi to take us into a new dimension.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Can't hear much though. Om Shanti. You already have been welcomed by music I heard, and Didi Sudesh also. I also welcome you all. It's quite a effort to come to Madhuban, right? Few months of planning, holidays, travel, right? So everyone is okay? Everyone not only okay, but you have to remain okay. Your mind, your intellect, your body, everything has to be okay, right? The atmosphere of Madhuban is very nurturing. As soon as we enter this sacred, most elevated space, some kind of very deep awakening happens. We all are awake, but our sattva stage, our stage of perfection, is kind of fullness. Because we have to be complete, we have to be full, right? So, certain things we follow to keep ourselves okay. First, definitely, we start our day with Amrit Vela. Many Baba's children ask, what should I do in Amrit Vela? I remember that Brahma Baba said, when I wake up in the morning, then I, from my heart, I think of praise of Baba. Baba, you have come to adopt me, make me worthy, make me master. Master ocean of love, peace. So like Baba will think of the praise of Shiva Baba. Churning of knowledge and all that could happen later. But to experience that closeness to Baba, luckily, those who want tea, tea is ready, right? In the morning. There you have to make effort, right? To make tea. But here you get ready-made tea. And if you feel that you need to be more alert, then you can read part of Murli. That could be done even previous night, so that internally I am prepared. Night before Amrit Vela, like tonight, there is a tradition that if you want fresh milk in the morning, then night time all the dishes have to be washed properly. They should be very clean. Whether it is water or whether it is milk, if we need something fresh, then pots have to be clean. So our mind and intellect are the pots. And even to keep it clean, they make it upside down, like top on the bottom, and so that nothing goes in. Anything from the past, any thoughts of any situation, not even service plans. As much our mind, intellect, pots are clean, then in the morning Amrit is nectar. You could fill it with the nectar. But if there is something, I didn't empty my pots, and lot of thoughts start coming in the mind, even if I am in Baba's room, or whatever I do Amrit Vela, something which is not clean could come up. Because nectar is very sweet. The joy, happiness, the sweetness of this Brahmin life has to be experienced. Nectar hour. Because we prepare ourselves for whole day. Where I could remain very loveful, merged in Baba's love. So that my relationships for the day with Baba and everyone else are based on lot of love, and as nectar is sweet, then while doing karma yoga or whatever routine I have to follow, there is sweetness. One time we were counting inwardly how many times Baba says, "My sweet children, sweet children." Why it is important to be sweet? Because it's very, very easy to be bitter. If not bitter, maybe sour. But Baba wants us to be sweet. Love and the sweetness are two very important qualities of the nature of Brahmins. Yesterday Baba was saying, purity and the truth. And truth and divinity. So it's not an experience of a day, but it has to be the experience of every day, of full life. So, if Amrit Vela, I experience that love from Baba, sweetness from Baba, that whole day we could feel that. And then we prepare ourselves, get ready to come for morning only. Even if not half an hour, but 15 minutes before Murli, to be in soul consciousness, to listen to beloved Baba. Because it was someone yesterday asked me, Murli sounds so different every day. Murlis sound so different. Someone said, so many points which I have already heard has very deep meaning now than before. I had heard before also same only, but it was so different today. Murli was not different, but you are different. You are more subtle. You are more close to Baba. Your intellect is pure. So as much we improve ourselves, even Sakar Murlis, they have such deep meaning and we feel happy. Baba is talking to us. I have never seen in the world any teacher, very well known professors and scholars, their teachings can prepare you for a career and status or position. But making us worthy, asking that we like our teacher, studies, or attainments. We love our teacher, we love studies, or we love attainments. What you love more? Teacher? Yeah, you are in silence. Teacher or studies? Who loves studies? Everyone. And of course, attainments, right? And one who loves teacher, in Laukik world also, how many times a child will say, this is what my teacher told me, this is what my teacher taught me, this is what my teacher said. Remembrance of Baba, of course, it says father, then teacher, then Sadguru. So we wake up with relationship with parents and then with teacher. And during day Baba, as my Sadguru Baba, I have to follow all Baba's instructions, directions, principles, Sadguru Baba. Well, once we had a conference here and we were saying that from 9 onwards, Baba is my boss. So there was a very important person. He was boss of a company. He said, I am so happy. Now I have a boss. Because he was the boss. I have to just follow Baba directions. And I am doing Baba's task, right? It was 2 days ago when Baba said, do not separate the word God and helper. Khudai khidmatkar. Just don't remember only khidmatkar. I am server. I am at service. I am sevadari. But godly sevadari. Khudai khidmatkar. It was so interesting. Baba said, when you separate two, you are not able to experience godliness. And I really liked it very much because we are so busy in service and day and night thinking or doing service. So then someone said, how was your chart of remembrance? Oh, I was very busy. Busy for what? Service. Whose service? Baba. And I don't remember Baba. How can that be? So Baba said, always say, I am God's helper. I am at God's service. Don't separate the word service and God, task and God, helper and God, so that my remembrance, where you don't feel that you are doing something, but you are receiving something. I am receiving something. And then during day, it's so interesting that Baba had been talking about our treasures. Did anyone ever thought that thoughts could be the treasure? Or your breath could be the treasure? Or your time Time, of course, people say, time is money. So today I was thinking whether I think there is income, an elevated thought. But if I don't think, still I am in silence, there is income. So much value after belonging to Baba is of our thoughts. And Baba every time had been asking us, don't waste your thoughts. Unnecessary thinking, excessive thinking, or negative maybe. But I can invest those thoughts to earn unlimited income. So always, always, every thought, pure, elevated, of good wishes, every thought, so there was this, something came up. We were talking about, like these days, there are some Baba's children, they go on spiritual holidays, right? Nobody leaves Baba. So I said, when Brahma Baba, during Brahma Baba's time, one day, about 20-25 Baba's children came to Baba. Baba, we want to go do some business, or we want to be in Laukik world. When are you going? What are your plans? So this teacher, there were few teachers, so they were just saying, I said, but the way Baba said goodbye to them, that when they left, they never left. Because they were always thinking of Baba. But what simply some instruments, they're not Baba's now. They don't belong to Baba. They're not. But our good wishes for them, Dalai Lama had a translator, because he didn't speak much English for about 25 years. Then he left. And after 2 years he came back and asked Dalai Lama, can I still translate for you? He said, yes, most welcome. Some Baba's children ask me, if someone has left for 2 years and come back and want to do service, should we give him service or not? Our Dadi Janki used to say, even Dadi Prakashmani, don't, because of any reason, let Baba's child go back to hell. We have to take them to heaven. So the nature should be loving, sweet, caring. It's the part everyone has to play. Whatever is their part, they are playing. I have to be detached observer, right? So internally, using the treasure of knowledge, elevated thoughts, make us feel full, perfect, free, no bondage inside. So we all are Baba's instruments, right? We all are Baba's instrument. So when you are in Madhuban, you can do both things. You have come to make yourself full. We used to use the word, I have come to get refreshed. Or full, recharge. Baba used to say, Brahma Baba, you come here as clouds and when you return you have to shower. So as much you will pay attention to your thoughts, your time, use it in a worthwhile way. Every day you will feel progress and you are able to check, is there any particular sanskar which dominates me? Sanskar dominates me. Change that sanskar. If you have any difficulty in any relationship, some say with service companions, yesterday there were a lot of discussion on differences of opinion. I said, that's so good, right? It's a big resource to have different opinions. But you don't need to have conflict, right? Respect everyone's opinion. Respect everyone's ideas. Once I asked Hari Janaki that, you know, everyone has their... She said, just say yes, yes, at the right time. We will be able to do that. Never reject anyone. Because soul can get disheartened or feel heavy. So we make ourselves take benefit in the Madhuban to mold yourself, to become real gold. So keeping yourself okay, you have to follow discipline, timetable, your chart. But also I want to draw your attention towards your health, your body. In the last group, towards the end, 2-3 weeks, when you stay 2 weeks, there were a lot of souls who got some stomach virus. And so two factors are there, food and hygiene. I don't know now, but there is like breakfast, right? So you have bread, jam, butter. Then you come, you have thepla, right, and soup. Then you come further, then there is tea, coffee, milk, right? We are given choice. Why? So that whatever my body is used to eat that. But some people take everything. Bread, thepla, some take tea, milk, no, yogurt. According to principle, milk, tea, yogurt, only one thing is good for the body at a time. Either you take yogurt, or you take milk, or you take tea, or whatever. But if I take our plate here is very big, so it looks empty. So take little more of this. I will suggest take whatever suits your body, but also less quantity. Why? It's good for you, but also within few hours. Then will be lunch, right? Then after another few years, there's snacks and tea. Then after another few hours, there's dinner. And we all are used to maximum two meals, right? All of us, it's not we have three meals there, but in India, they have three meals. Three meals and two snacks. That is tea, five times. At least you need interval of few hours in between. So if you take little, you will feel very good. Same is lunch time. I know that water had been good. Gopi Ben is here. She takes care. But still, some people can digest raw food and some cannot. So eat salad, but if it doesn't suit you, take boiled vegetables instead of salad, right? Because why I'm saying it, a lot of time wasted when body is not well and you are on the drip for 2 days, which happened to lots last time. I don't know how many of you travel with the wet ones. How many of you? Wet ones. There are two types of wet ones. One is regular, another is what? Women? Which has Yeah. So it's like, even in the flight, even if you use toilet once or twice, you have to wipe it, right? After COVID, but even otherwise, so many people use. Same is washing hands, using wet ones. I was telling someone that when foreigners start coming to Gyan Sarovar in the beginning, because hygiene of every country is different. Someone comes, a servant comes and cleans your bathroom. We always have to clean it after they left again, whether to dry it or again do it properly. So we used to bring lot of cleaning stuff and wipers, and so that our bathroom, that means, in Western world we do clean our bathrooms, right? No? Yes? We do. So why can't we keep our bathrooms clean here? They will come, they put water, they quickly sweep it. That's how they do. So yes, Baba's all whatever is offered is because of love for us. I have seen here, you don't have to wash, you know, your plates and everything. But in a way, before you eat, if you see if it's properly done or not, you go near the tap and wash it little or dry it properly. So you can do that. So because our hygiene, the way we live, not much dust or any bugs or anything, but it's different. Here, within 10 minutes there will be dust, right? So you make sure your sheet is clean, your room is clean, even if they come and clean, but you can take care of it. Because we want everyone to keep well here, healthy, so that your 10 days, 15 days are well spent. So food and hygiene are very important. Night meals, not whole plate of French fries. Whenever I pass, whole heap of and there, many of you don't eat after 6, 7, or even if you eat very light. But this is night here tonight. Why don't eat after 6? Or I don't generally. And here we go at 8 o'clock and eat so much. They call it potato chips there. We call it French fries. How many of you like French fries? Everyone. Can you get alternate day or twice a week or every day? Well, you are free to eat whatever, but I am just proposing. Anyone who remains well for 2 weeks should get an award. Yes, we can complain, we can improve, we can do everything, but for me, I say my day passed today and it was good. So you have to be sensible, have little bit discipline, whether it's hygiene or whether it is food. Why I am saying it, I thought I will say it in the beginning, because I am getting lot of emails from different countries. Baba's children came back and they were not well. So I said, okay, I can see if the weather, it could be dusted. But also each one of us have to take our own responsibility too. There was a time when it was very cold and we used to bring our, what they call it, bag, right, sleeping bag. Because everything, I remember one time brothers were in the beginning, so cold because it was cotton, everything is cotton, right. So cotton is cold, so we used to bring sleeping bag and spread it and go in the sleeping bag. Or we brought our hot water bags. Because weather is cold and everything you touch is cold. In month of July, if you come to India, you cannot even touch the car handle. It's so hot. I remember once I came to see Dadiji and couldn't even touch car handle. It was so hot. I was in Dubai for 2 days So whenever I went for shower, water was so hot. So I keep telling them, your cold water tap is not working. And they didn't say, I said, but how can you take shower with boiling water? Then they told me that because of temperature 102, all the pipes are so hot that you get hot water. No, there's no cold water. So I used to fill the bucket half an hour before so that it gets cold. So every country has climate and different things, but either people get used to it or they take care of that. So we will fill the bucket and leave it so it gets a little cooler, so it's easy to take bath. So you're taking care of the soul, you're taking care of the body. But also it's good to have certain, not hour or so, but some silence in between. One is day of silence, class on silence. But other is naturally to absorb Baba's love and peace and become that personality. Silence or introversion is very important. Conversations are good, listening is good, but personal reflections are very important. So certain hours of the day, just be in solitude. Enjoy the company, but also enjoy the solitude, which can give you a lot of realization powers. And so of course, you are most welcome, but I would say stay well, right? Keep yourself well, so that when we leave, every day, our sparkle of the face keep increasing. Everyone say, you look so bright, you look so well, you look so full. Yes, it's possible. Yes? Louder. Yes. That's great. I feel good about it. So, you're beginning your journey. You are on pilgrimage. So we have to glorify our guide, our pilgrimage place, and from our heart, full of gratitude for those who are cooking for us, those who are serving us, doing everything for us. Okay? Om Shanti.
So our deepest appreciation to both Sudesh Didi, Mohini Didi, for being with us today, but also such a warm welcome to our home and some wonderful practical tips to take maximum benefit of our time in Madhuban. It's so important to take responsibility and get the most out of your days here. So moving on, I'd like to invite the first-timers. Anyone in Madhuban for the first time? Baba's home, yeah? Could you stand up, please? And can I ask you to come and stand at the front and look at the audience? Come, welcome, welcome. It's your first time to Baba's home and we're so happy to see you all. So come and stand at the front of the stage in a line and take drishti, exchange drishti with your brothers and sisters from all around the world.